Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you again for your helpful introduction into this topic. And we feel indeed, as Turkey also noted, that there's a strong link between this topic and the previous ones, and that the human element is crucial also in determining responsibility and accountability. We think that this element is clearly already expressed in guiding principles B and D, and I would like to point also to the Annex 3 of the draft articles on autonomous weapon systems submitted by Australia, Canada, Japan, the Republic of Korea, United Kingdom, and the United States, which provides a thematic compilation of the consensus conclusions and recommendations of our GGE on this point. And this element is already also repeated in numerous working papers, for example, in that of the two-tier paper co-sponsored by the Netherlands and 10 other European states, the paper submitted by Pakistan, the so-called signpost paper by the group of 23, and the working paper submitted by the Russian Federation. Mr. Chair, human beings are at all times responsible for the deployment of a weapon system, and accountability cannot be transferred to machines. That is clear. Autonomous technology may pose challenges for determining who is responsible and accountable for a specific attack. In this regard, our delegation would like to underline the importance of allocating responsibility in a clear manner when it comes to the development and deployment of autonomous weapon systems. And in this respect, our delegation would like to recommend to the GGE the report of the October 2022 by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, CIPRI, entitled Retaining Human Responsibility in the Development and Use of Autonomous Weapon Systems. This report shows that it's crucial to define the standards of intent, knowledge, behavior, and care required from the actors involved in the attribution of responsibility. Furthermore, it must be ensured that it remains practically possible to trace back international law violations to potential wrongdoers, and that is critical for retaining human responsibility in the development and use of autonomous weapon systems. Mr. Chair, we feel that there is some room for further elaboration on this topic. In particular, we should be mindful of the fact that autonomous weapon systems could redistribute roles and responsibilities for IHL compliance across multiple dimensions. Who may take what decisions, when and where, and how these decisions may interact with each other. We think that the CP report contains valuable recommendations in this respect. Thank you, Mr. Chair.